Welcome to the Leadership Minute, 60 seconds to becoming a better leader. I'm your host, Kevin DeShazo of Culture Wins. You know, it may not be convenient for you to go work out today, but the benefit is that you'll be stronger tomorrow. It may not be convenient for you to not spend money on a lunch with friends today, but the benefit is that you'll be financially secure tomorrow. You can go on that vacation tomorrow. It may not feel convenient to say no to that unhealthy meal, but the benefit is that you'll be healthy tomorrow. It may not be convenient to have that difficult conversation, but the benefit is that you'll have a better relationship tomorrow. You know, a lot of us talk about goals, we talk about vision, we talk about things that we want, things that we're running after, but too many people are not willing to sacrifice to get those things. They're not willing to embrace the short-term inconveniences that are required to achieve that goal, to hit that mark, to become that person. We just want to keep saying yes to all the things that feel good today, to all the things that we want to do today, and expect to still be able to say yes to that goal tomorrow. Well, you don't get to say yes to unhealthy food today and say yes to your health tomorrow. You don't get to say yes to skipping a workout today and say yes to being strong tomorrow. That's not how it works. It's not just about saying no to good things today to say yes to better things tomorrow. It's about saying yes to difficult things today. It's about saying yes to the short-term inconveniences, because it's about the bigger picture. And most people don't hit their goals. They don't accomplish what they want to accomplish. They don't become who they want to be because they're not willing to make those short-term sacrifices. They don't embrace the short-term inconveniences, because it's too easy to just keep showing up and doing the same things over and over. But what happens when it's winter and you need fuel for your fireplace and you took the easy way out? You didn't make the short-term sacrifice, the short-term inconvenience of chopping wood in the spring so that you would have fuel for your fire in the winter. You had to say yes to something difficult, to something inconvenient, so that you could say yes to your future that you actually wanted to have. So the question is, are you willing to embrace the short-term inconvenience? Do you want what you want bad enough to say yes to short-term inconveniences, to say yes to short-term difficult moments, to say yes to the hard work today so that you can say yes to the benefit of that hard work, to say yes to the benefit of your vision tomorrow? Embrace the short-term inconvenience in order to celebrate and achieve the long-term benefit. Do the work today.